Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two. Our once-a-week visit with Bob Chapman's coming up in the third hour. I will try to address, I got so many different conflicting thoughts in my mind, that wild, off the charts, off the rails, over-the-top interview with Charlie Sheen yesterday, that is the biggest news story in the United States. And I'm exhausted. I did a whole bunch of TV, radio, newspaper interviews last night. I've already been on MSNBC today, and I'm on a whole bunch of stuff coming up tonight. Obviously we'll be able to inject Infowars.com into the discussion when I'm on those broadcasts, and the people will come here and find the larger picture. It's kind of the red pill. Thanks to Charlie Sheen. I was going to get Charlie on to talk about how great it is that he's off drugs and to talk about, you know, his passion for life. And he did get into some other issues. And I think the key point here is Chuck Lorre's the one that started attacking him first. And so there's been some developments there. In fact, Chuck Lorre has now said that he is not going to do vanity cards anymore, the ones that he's been putting at the end of the show attacking Charlie Sheen. That's just incredible, with Charlie keeping his mouth shut while Chuck did that. And so, in fact, I sent it to you guys, but I didn't see it in the stack. Will you just search the term Chuck Lorre is suspending vanity cards? Because when people are like, what does that matter with the world collapsing and the whole New World Order situation taking place? Well, we're covering that. But when you have a situation where you've got the number one story in the country and they're going to try to bring Charlie down with this, we should point out that Chuck Lorre started the attack on him and ask why he did that. I don't know Chuck Lorre. I don't like getting in the middle of it. I didn't know we were going to go that direction in the interview. I want Charlie's show to continue. You're talking about over $1 billion in syndication just left in this season and next season that he's scheduled to do. That show's already made like $3 billion, folks. So we're talking about a big situation here. I was just excited to get Charlie on to say, hey, great job not using drugs. Great job being clean. And some of the things the media had said about him that weren't true. And by the time I got him on to do the interview, he's just like, I know we talked about that, but let's kind of cover these areas. And I was like, okay, but I know that all I'm saying is I care about Charlie, and he has a lot of passion. And I just think he was trying to be absolutely off the chart yesterday to let folks know, I don't care what you think about me. And he feels like he's come out of a cult, talking about AA and I don't really know a lot about AA. I know that some of the spinoff groups of it and some of the drug addiction groups out there over the years do end up, basically being called cults. I mean, what do people say about Scientology? He made the Scientologist comment about how they're the Church of the Martian. He just went wild. And, of course, I talked to him last night. That was a joke about Thomas Jefferson. I admire Thomas Jefferson immensely and our other founders. And I know Charlie's into the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. I think we happened to catch Charlie at a particularly explosive point. And I just want all this to end well. But it is very strange to be involved in something that is as big as O.J. Simpson at the height of that hysteria. I mean, this is that big. I've been talking to national media, and they say this is probably one of the biggest things to ever happen in the whole tabloid world. And we're sitting here right in the middle of it. No weapon formed against us will prosper, and we're going to now be able to lead people to all this information about the globalists. So I guess God's working some way through all of this. I just want Charlie to survive and prosper, and for everybody else too as well. But it was wild.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I'm going to get into the geopolitical news. Also, another runaway general, Army deploys psyops on U.S. senators. That's Rolling Stone. We're going to get into what's happening with the London Stock Exchange hit by a technical glitch. Yeah, technical manipulation like that 1,000-point drop we saw in the New York Stock Exchange last year. That little inside job operation that we saw last year. But just briefly saying something else about the Charlie Sheen situation that exploded internationally on this broadcast yesterday. It was explosive. It was out of the blue. I didn't know we were going to get into some of those areas. Charlie was pretty wound up, but I talked to him last night. He's totally clean, and I think he's just completely high on life. Can you imagine coming off 7 months of intense drinking and other destructive things? I mean, the guy is... The guy is in a very interesting place, and I appreciate listeners praying for him, but it's almost like the Drudge Report was put on the map. We've already on the map big time, but he was put on the map when he broke the Monica Lewinsky story. And people could say, well, what does it matter what Bill Clinton's doing? You know, the point is something that big can take a media operation and send it to a whole other level, and that clearly is happening right now. So I think a lot of good is going to come out of this. I hope Charlie doesn't lose his show, though I know for years he hasn't wanted to continue it and has a lot of other big offers. I just want him to stay clean, get himself completely together. He's together right now, but on fire and wild and over the top on the show, which I haven't seen him be like that in person. And I just think he threw the gauntlet down to the world and feels like he's breaking out of a gilded cage, I think is the best way to put it. But I do, for some that were offended by some of the things he said, obviously I apologize for that because Charlie's been on the show probably 10 times. I haven't counted it, but close to 10 previously, and I never had any of that happen. You know, at the same time, it's live dynamic radio with a guy who has been through a lot. You wouldn't believe his text messaging me over here. They're just pouring in. It's completely wild what's going on. And you know, the problem with having a gut instinct that I knew would be big getting Charlie on, and I thought we'd talk about, hey, he's clean and he's living life and Major League 3 and let him dispel some of the false things that have been said. And it just went a completely different direction, and it freaks me out. I don't want that show to be canceled for the year or canceled period. But, I mean, Charlie is the guy that makes the show, so it's his life. And I understand why he's mad at Chuck Lorre putting out vanity cards, text essays at the end of the show attacking him when Charlie was not saying anything about Chuck Lorre. And I think that's the biggest issue in the media that's wrong, and it shows how Hollywood always makes it about the stars being wrong and not the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on. And I think that's where the rage you saw came from. But I said I'm getting to that later in the hour. It's just obviously right now I'm almost shell-shocked by all this because I don't even know what to say. I mean, I'm just a little speechless. I was speechless during the interview. It was off the charts. And it's really almost creepy to be getting this much attention right now. I mean, there's TV and radio networks all over the world tuning into this broadcast right now, and I'm here saying, wow, what should I be covering that's important for people to know about? And that's why I got into all the mind control that's on record through the television set and through these new light bulbs that they admit are designed to flicker to put you into a mesmerized state or even physically have physical effects on you. I mean, I think that's pretty important for folks that are tuning in saying, what is this show, you know, really all about? Well, it's about serious issues happening in our world. How many years, if you're a longtime listener, or if you're a new listener, you can just search the term, you know, Pentagon spying on U.S. citizens, Pentagon spying on Congress, MI6, Special Air Services spying on British Parliament. The Parliament's the real British government. Should be the people's government. The Congress is the government. How does Homeland Security tell them we're not going to let you have these documents or those documents in the Intelligence Committee? Or we're not going to give you the full text of George Bush's executive order dealing with martial law. Or we're not going to give you the full text of Obama's executive order. What does it mean when you see this going on? And what does it mean when we see headlines like this out of Rolling Stone? It was Rolling Stone that brought down McChrystal last year, probably one of the most influential magazines out there. I know it's in the top three. Maybe Vanity Fair is as big. And it's another runaway general. Army deploys psyops on senators. And it goes on to basically say that Lieutenant General William Cadwell ordered McChrystal to engage in psychological warfare operations against Congress. And they certainly do this, but when you read it, this is standard operating procedure where the defense contractors deploy psyops on the generals to get them to lobby for the weapon systems they want. The generals go and lobby and try to put on a show for the Congress people. I mean, that's what they do. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but instead of getting into the confirmed reports of the Total Information Awareness Network the NSA, Google, tracking politicians and people and collecting that dirt to then be put out through WikiLeaks and others. Instead of them focusing on the real stuff that's going on, they basically go after this Lieutenant General William Cadwell for things, or Caldwell, for things that aren't really what you'd call a real psyop. See what I'm saying? So very, very suspicious on that front. And I'm not one to shy away from the arena. I get an opportunity to interview the former head of Pakistani intelligence. We get him on. I have the opportunity to interview Charlton Heston. We got him on. I have the opportunity to interview Charlie Sheen during the biggest tabloid cycle ever seen with him, or anybody else for that matter. I get him on. And when Rolling Stone came here and interviewed me, I stepped up and did it. And I don't know when it's coming out or if it's going to come out or exactly what's going to happen but with that. But I'll tell you, I'm creeped out by it. The reporter seemed nice enough. But if the reporter lied to me, he's one of the best liars I've ever seen. Because you can just tell when somebody's lying to you. But sometimes people are delusional. They think they're right. And so when they're telling you something, you know, it's you know, kind of a spin or a riddle when they say, oh, it's going to be fair. Oh, no, I'm going to really show your side of things. So we're going to find out, though, if and when that comes out. But the U.S. Army illegally ordered a team of soldiers specializing in psychological operations to manipulate visiting American senators into providing more troops and funding for the war. Rolling Stone has learned, and when an officer tried to stop the operation, he was railroaded by military investigators. The orders came from command of Lieutenant General William Caldwell, a three-star general in charge of training Afghan troops, the linchpin of U.S. strategy in the war. Over a four-month period last year, a military cell devoted to what is known as information operations. Well, those are admittedly run in the U.S. When you see pro-military, pro-war messages in movies, it's paid for. That's public. Oh, but they don't report on that. At Camp Eagers in Kabul, was repeatedly pressured to target visiting senators and other VIPs who met with Caldwell. When the unit resisted the order, arguing that it violated U.S. laws prohibiting the use of propaganda against American citizens, it was subjected to a campaign of retaliation. Really? Really? This guy may be horrible, but for all I know, he's not playing ball. They're just burning him. Continuing, my job in PSYOPs is to play with people's heads, to get the enemy to behave the way we want them to behave, said Lieutenant Colonel Michael Holmes, the leader of the IO unit who received an official reprimand after bucking orders. I'm prohibited from doing that to our own people. When you ask me to try to use these skills on senators and congressmen, you've crossed the line. The list of targeted visitors was long, according to interviews with members of the IO team and internal documents obtained by Rolling Stones. Those singled out in the campaign included Senators John McCain, Joe Lieberman, Jack Reed, Al Franken, Carl Levin, Representative Steve Israel of the House of Appropriations Committee, Admiral Mike Mullen of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, so that's them targeting their own officers, the Czech ambassador to Afghanistan, the German interior minister, and a host of influential think tank analysts. How is it PSYOPs, I mean, it's PSYOPs that prepares, whether it's white PSYOPs or black PSYOPs, that prepares the briefing for what they believe needs to be done. I mean, when they make a PowerPoint to show a senator, is that a PSYOP? It's only a black PSYOP if there's lies in it. And I read this whole article, and it isn't clear where the lies are. They're just saying it was their view of what they wanted. So what do you expect frontline commanding generals to do? And usually their best brains are in PSYOPs. Who's going to write the reports? Who's going to sell whatever they want to do? I want to leave right now. I've had countless military officers on. Anthony Schaefer, Colonel Schaefer, others saying get out of there. I end it now. But the point is to say that generals are doing something big and nasty and dirty because they were trying to prepare their pitch for what they wanted. I mean, what do you think frontline generals do when the bosses come? They go and tell them what they think should be done. I mean, it's crazy. Looks like Rolling Stone's being used to, like, root out generals the globalists aren't happy with. would they have written an article attacking Fox Fallon? They used, what was it, GQ or Vanity Fair to bring him down because Fallon wouldn't launch a preemptive attack on Iran. We'll come back, get into what's happening in Libya, the economy, oil. It's all coming up.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
All right, you want to go? All right, you want to go?
We are back live. Thank you for joining us.
You got it.
Okay, the situation in Tripoli is getting more intense by the hour. Gaddafi militia open fire on protesters. Libyans hold mass protests and push to oust leader. Military forces organized in cities captured by the rebels. are now beginning to mass to march on Tripoli, where the dictator is still dug in. Oil production to shut down completely. Rebels say they have seized control of oil fields. Gaddafi orders $400, which doesn't sound like a lot here, but it is there. That's more than a lot of them make in a month. Per family, as rebels close in on Tripoli, U.S. Paper reports U.S. government characterized boat too small to rescue stranded Americans. The government can't even get Americans out of there. State Department can't. They're too busy trafficking in narcotics. 11 killed as Iraqi protest in day of rage. And it just goes on from there. Syria rejects nuke probe. China's web police block U.S. ambassador's name. Al Jazeera enrages dictators, wins viewers with coverage. USA, quote, will drop the world's third largest economy. Government shutdown looms. White House reverberates with all the different things that are happening. We're going to be breaking that down. But going more into Libya, analyst. This is CNN. More Libyan bloodshed could prompt U.S. NATO intervention if the U.S. military were to intervene in an increasingly chaotic Libya. It would most likely be part of a NATO action, what did I say 2 days ago, in which Libyan bloodshed has reached a humanitarian crisis, analysts said last night. As reports emerged Thursday about deadly clashes between leader Muammar Gaddafi's forces and anti-government protesters in the town of Zawiya near Tunisia, analysts highlighted how Gaddafi has already pledged to fight a rebellion to martyrdom. And his top ministers are saying he will commit suicide like, quote, Hitler did. Military intervention is something which I hope doesn't happen, but it looks as though at some point that it should happen, said Simon Henderson, senior fellow at the Washington Institute on Near East Policy. What's an acceptable number of civilian deaths? I don't know. You killed a million in Iraq, a globalist did. I don't know. Choose your figure, Henderson said. At the very least, instead of having a casualty list, certainly in the hundreds, possibly of the thousands, we don't want a casualty list numbering in the tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or so. Well, the UN didn't care when hundreds of thousands were being hacked up and murdered in Rwanda back in 94. They don't care about the, what, from 2000, from 1990 to 2003, the hundreds of thousands that died on record from the sanctions. The Lancet, what said a couple of years ago, was over a million Iraqis that have died because of the war since then. So, how many years from 1990 in the middle of Desert Shield through Desert Storm in 91 into the whole situation with the invasion in 2003? How many years is that? How many years? We're talking about 20 years, 1990, 2011, almost 21 years. That we're dealing with there. The same hypocrisy I'm talking about here, and I'm not saying Gaddafi's good. People overthrow him, great. But the globalists are on record stemming rebellions against their tyranny in countries they control, but then helping to overthrow nations, not to bring stability, not to let the people actually have self-determination, but to basically destabilize things. And then they say, oh, how horrible it is that he's reportedly strafing people trying to take over the capital and overrun military bases, when the people running our country have over 1,000 drones operating in Iraq, Pakistan, and Afghanistan, and they called it acceptable to kill hundreds of innocent people in apartment buildings, at weddings, at markets, outdoor markets, to kill one supposed bad guy. But then it's good when the globalists do it in our name, but then it's bad when somebody else does it. No, it's bad when Gaddafi does it, and it's bad when the people running our country do it. It's just that simple, ladies and gentlemen. This is twisted thinking that we're being sold here. But we saw Obama two nights ago, Wednesday night, or was it now time's flying, was it Tuesday night, say, for days we've been preparing a response into Libya. And now we're seeing more and more reports that they're planning to send NATO in there. And Gaddafi has been buying a lot of weapons for a long time. And we've already seen oil prices go to the record since 2008. And other commodities just going parabolic, ballistic, straight up like a rocket. We're going to come back and get into Libyan oil production to shut down completely. B of A says... Libyans hold mass protests to push to oust leader. Covert U.S. military support for Libyan opposition. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are here live. I'll be back Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to get into the Charlie Sheen situation here in just a moment, but before I do that, I want to continue with all the big news around the world. Libyan oil production to shut down completely, BOA reports. Oil production in Libya is expected to shut down completely and could be lost for a prolonged period of time. Bank of America Merrill Lynch said last night, we expect Libyan production to be shut down completely and we might lose sweet crude from Libya for a prolonged period of time. Bank of America Merrill Lynch analyst Sabine Sherrills told Reuters. They went on to report that the world faced the prospect of a real supply shock in which the loss of 1.6 million barrels per day of sweet oil could potentially trigger a steep rise in prices and force a sharp reduction in demand to balance the system. What did Lindsey Williams say here in October? And then what did he say on Monday. What did he say on Tuesday? And, of course, he's talking to a former oil company head of one of the big three. They have staged all of this. You've got countries on the edge of revolt already. The globalists devalue the dollar. The people are even more on the edge of their seats, angry, hungry. Then they send in the teams. Google goes in. NSA goes in. CIA goes in. British Intel goes in. Flips the switch. Turns the people loose. Al Jazeera beaming into the countries gets behind it, and they start falling like dominoes. Boom, boom, boom. Insurrection everywhere. Oil prices going straight up. Playing the world like a fiddle. Libyans hold mass protest and push to oust leader, AP reports. Thousands of Libyans demanding Muammar Gaddafi's ouster rallied to show solidarity with the besieged capital while the government moves to tighten its grip on Tripoli following opposition gains elsewhere in the country. Tanks at checkpoints line the road leading to Tripoli's airport and security cordons went up around mosque where protesters might gather. Young armed men, some wearing green bands on their arms in sign of loyalty to Gaddafi, checked vehicles for weapons. Yep, slaves are disarmed. Foreign mercenaries and Libyan militiamen loyal to Gaddafi have fought fiercely to roll back the uprising against his rule, attacking two nearby cities Thursday in battles that killed only 17 people. But rebels made new gains, seizing a military airbase as Gaddafi blamed Osama bin Laden for the upheaval. And it is the, quote, Muslim extremist. It was the Al-Qaeda-backed groups on record that overthrew Pristina. And then when the Serbs rolled into their own territory, the NATO invaded. It was U.S.-backed Mujahideen / Al-Qaeda that attacked the Russians in 79 to elicit their invasion a year later. That's Brzezinski wrote a book bragging about it, how he engineered it all. Not saying the Russians were little angel cakes. I'm not saying Gaddafi's a good guy. I'm saying what they did, the true story of what happened. And you like the oil prices going up? You like the fact that the media is saying, oh, Middle East turmoil is going to cause the recession to come back. They're going to blame the depression on it, just as we told you. We understand their game plan. We see what they're doing. Covert U.S. military support for Libyan opposition. Great report up on prisonplanet.com. Also, you can find it at Land Destroyer website. It says covert U.S. military support for Libyan opposition. Libya's Gaddafi stands between the United States and their campaign of destabilization and regime change across the oil-laden region. Not only does this stall the Anglo-American agenda, it also sets a precedence of defiance of other sovereign nations may duplicate under similar U.S.-backed instability. And I wouldn't say U.S.-backed, occupied U.S.-backed instability. While all options are on the table, the U.S. most likely has already provided Libya's Ibrahim Sahad's men with military support. Well, that's actually in the Washington Post. They had already done so in 1984. There is no doubt that the unrest in Tunisia, Egypt, and now Libya is U.S.-backed. Libyan opposition leader Ibrahim Sahoud, or Saeed, if I'm pronouncing that right, of the Nationalist Front of the Salvation of Libya, is literally sitting in front of the White House in Washington, D.C., giving interviews, and he has links to those, repeating verbatim the talking points covered by propaganda outfits like BBC, CNN, Fox News, and Al Jazeera. Meanwhile, a myriad of U.S. organizations are working in tandem with his calls for UN, EU, U.S., and NATO intervention. It'll be NATO with a UN umbrella over it. What form might intervention take, and is there a possibility that the U.S. military support is already underway? According to Brookings Institute reports, says, which path to Persia, it is very possible military operations and support were planned well ahead of time. Well, we know they were in the case of Egypt. In regards to sparking a revolution in Iran, Brookings concludes that Iran will most assuredly crush it at any cost, ensuring the revolution's failure. You know, they stood up against the Iraqis that were given high-tech weapons and advisors from the U.S. The Iranians don't play games, folks. Boy, I tell you, they try to have us invade that. Man, that's going to be our Waterloo. And I know the globalists are running it, but it will be our Waterloo because they're dragging us with them into Hades. Considering this, Brookings insists certain measures must be taken to diminish Iran's ability to crush a revolution. Consequently, if the United States is to pursue this policy, Washington must take this possibility into consideration. It adds some very important requirements to the list. Either the policy must include ways to weaken the Iranian military or weaken its willingness of the regime's leaders to call on the military, or else the United States may be ready to intervene to defeat it. Same thing we're seeing in Libya. One of the authors, Which Path to Persia, globalist Rand policy wonk and 9/11 commission whitewasher Daniel Bimon, has been quite vocal lately regarding Libya. In a piece written for Slate titled, Things Could Get a Lot Worse in Libya, Bimon concludes by saying a massive invasion of Libya is not going to happen. Rather, he suggests the U.S. organize the opposition to Gaddafi, encouraging a broad political front and urging military leaders to declare their support by us. Yeah, the threat to invade just could be a way to undermine Gaddafi and make him look weak. It turns out, according to the Library of Congress Federal Research Division archives, that the U.S.-backed group under the control of Sahaj, NFSL, had admittedly attempted to violently overthrow Gaddafi in 84. The Library of Congress document goes on to explain that, according to various sources, the United States Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, trained and supported the NFSL before and after the failed coup. With this backstory, it is highly unlikely the U.S. Strategists naively expected a velvet revolution in Libya and most likely modified their 1984 plan to overthrow Gaddafi with armed rebels. While President Obama shamelessly lies to the world about U.S. hands being clean of interference with Libya's sovereignty, it appears that the NFSL has a long history of being supported and directed by the U.S. Most apparent was the NFSL's leaders currently operating out of Washington, D.C. It also appears that the NFSL is already armed to the teeth and waging a military campaign against Gaddafi. And then when Gaddafi fights back against it, it's called attacking civilians, I would add. And that's just a dishonest thing by the media. I mean, you can all be for doing this if you think it's good for America out there. Clearly it's not. It's not good for our liberties, good for our freedoms, good for oil prices. But just don't lie to yourself that this organically happened. On the back of a U.S.-stoked regional instability, even Gaddafi himself is accusing the West of arming the NFSL in the latest round of Libyan unrest. And the article goes on. It's excellent, excellent, excellent research from Tony Cartolucci of PrisonPlanet.com. Great job. That guy's writing some really expert, well-researched articles for us on multiple time basis per day. So I want to salute his work. Okay, Kurt Nemo has another article basically getting into this, but detailing some other facets. Media demonizes Gaddafi as Pentagon prepares attack. That's very important. I mean, we're talking about a new war. How many more? Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, incursions into many other countries. There's a big undeclared war been going on for years in Colombia with U.S. forces down there. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. Now, shifting gears into Charlie Sheen, and with all this important world news going on, we are forced to talk about this because we are in the middle of it. I mean, I've got every few minutes radio, TV, some of the biggest shows in the country wanting to fly me places, satellite interviews lined up perpetually. And at one level, I'm not happy about it. But at another level, I know that we're going to be able to inject real issues while I'm on those programs. I was able to plug Infowars.com repeatedly on MSNBC today and on some other stations as well. And I've been, again, invited to some of the biggest sit-down interview shows in the country. And I don't want to go. I don't want to face the TSA. I don't want to do it. Some of these shows, you know, demand that you be in studio with them. But I'll probably do it because it's a way to get the word out. And Charlie, who's obviously gone through a lot and was in a very fired up, angry mode yesterday, the angriest I've ever seen him. We kind of spun the wheel of fortune. And when he came on, it rolled, you know, to a number that spelled explosion. That's what happened. And I've already several times, because of some of the coarse language and things that we did delay out, but some on the internet heard it. I'll apologize for that, but I can't apologize for Charlie. He's who he is. He's obviously feels like he's breaking out of a gilded cage, and that AA was a cult, and that he's off alcohol and things by himself, and he doesn't want to be basically oppressed by them. And most of the people in his life were AA people. All the times I stayed at his house, that's basically who was there. It was AA this, AA that. I'd never seen him drink, never seen him use drugs, never seen him running around with women other than, you know, his wife. In the many times I stayed at his house, because when I'd be out there for a TV show or out there for conspiracy theory or out there doing research, I'd stay at Charlie's house. I've stayed there for a week before. And let me tell you, the guy wasn't on drugs. Now, 7 to 8 months ago, he started partying, and it kind of led to what you saw. He really did have the hernia problem. I've seen his hernia. The surgery he had 4 years ago failed. He has to go back and have surgery. That is why he went to the hospital. And I was going to get him on to explain that, and that most of it wasn't true, that he didn't have blood spraying out of his nose, that he never met these big list of women they said he was with in Las Vegas, never met them, the tattooed lady, Bombshell McGee, and the rest of it. And that's what we were going to get him on about, but then he just kind of shifted gears into other areas. And it's because Chuck Lorre continued on and on and on and on to do vanity cards. You know, vanity cards are at the front and start of productions. The MGM Lion, roaring, is a vanity card at the front. You'll see vanity cards at the end of some shows where it'll be a robot laughing, or an F-16 flying by, or the vanity card with the production company at the end of Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura is a B-2 bomber swooping by for, 2 seconds with the name of the production company. You've seen our, quote, vanity cards. It's really just logoing, where you see an Infowars.com logo at the start and the end of our YouTube videos. But they're called vanity cards. This guy would do these big essays and then put them on the web. And I don't know Chuck Lorre. All I've heard about him is that he's treated Charlie meanly over the years and blames everything on him, when, let's face it, it's Charlie is the show. You know, other folks support it and make it up. But Charlie said, look, it's my hernia. Okay, I won't drink. I shouldn't do this stuff. I'm done. But don't sit there and come out and leak stuff in the news. This is what I privately heard Charlie talk about. Now he's publicly talked about it. And I saw him on the phone, and there with him talking to his manager. I'm not going to get into, much of that. But the point is, Chuck would put stuff out, or reportedly he would, through the media that, the production team's mad at him. Now we're not going to have, four of the episodes of the eight that are left, which is, paying people's paychecks there, on the big crew because of Charlie. Charlie's like, look, I had a problem. And I'm better now, and I want to come back. Don't say I can't come back now, and then sit there and blame me, and then put out vanity cards, not just on 2 and a Half Men. I challenge the mainstream media to go look at the vanity cards on his other two hit shows he launched out of 2 and a Half Men, where he basically says Charlie is soulless and unhappy. Well, if that's what he thinks, go help him. Go hug him. Be nice to him. The guy's made you hundreds of millions of dollars, reportedly. It's about $500 million Charlie's made. The guy makes like double what Charlie does. And on that one show, and Charlie's done things like give up part of his money to some of the lower paid people on the crew, and his co-host, not the kid, but the other man. What's his name? John Cryer. I mean, this is Charlie's given some of his money to the crew, given it to Cryer. And I heard Charlie complain that then Lorre doesn't do that. And, Charlie really looks down on people who are super wealthy and who don't give to charity like Charlie does to breast cancer research and AIDS research. He gives a lot of his money to that. That's on record. He doesn't brag about it, but it's there. And, he just talks about Lorre, there at a premiere event or something, and he watches Lorre not give the person at the bar, when he gets a club soda, a tip. And this is a guy who's made $500 million or more off the show. And that's why Charlie just more and more gets angry at him. And then Charlie has to sit there and be blamed for everything when the show wouldn't exist if it wasn't for him. He says, okay, I'm ready to come back right now. And they say no. And then they start putting vanity cards out saying, I'm Chuck Lorre. I'm going to live longer than Charlie Sheen. You know, I'm not a drug addict, pathetic person. I mean, in fact, guys, I didn't print them. Will you print me Chuck Lorre vanity cards, attack Charlie Sheen? Instead of me just paraphrasing them, there's a whole bunch of them. Chuck Lorre vanity cards, attack Charlie Sheen. I mean, it's incredible. It's four or five of them, I know. And Charlie would sit there, you know, and talk to his manager and people and go, I've been told that if I criticize Chuck Lorre and even say, hey, I'm ready to come back to work and don't blame things on me, that the show's going to be canceled or I'm going to be fired. And then he's attacking me at the end of the show I'm in. And he said, fine. He laughed about it. We're like, hey, Charlie, it's all right. You know, why don't you try to be friends with Lorre? And he's like, oh, all right. And then there's more stuff said about him. And so basically, I guess he was angry about that when he happened to come on my show, and then it just exploded. So I know the real Charlie Sheen, the loving, compassionate, good guy. He's angry. He's tired of being lied about. And he walk a mile in his shoes. Can you imagine the pressure? And it's just crazy. This whole thing. And Chuck Lorre, you bear a lot of responsibility here, pal. I mean, you threw the first punch.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country. And it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and collapseproof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. Collapseproof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Finishing up with Charlie Sheen.
Stand up for your right.
People love to see
get up, stand up.
Huge stars
stand up
off the hook. and they love to see big stars fall on their face. That's how they're trying to spin it, because they like to see somebody big in trouble. Makes people feel good, some people out there. But I just want to point out again that Chuck Lorre, the creator and the head of Two and a Half Men, just continued to attack Charlie while using management pressure to keep Charlie from responding. And I just think that that is very regrettable. And, I mean, what do you call it when you tie somebody's hands and then sit there and punch them in the nose? Don't say anything or the show's over. See, Chuck's got two other hit shows now. Maybe he didn't want to run three shows. Charlie thinks that might be what's going on. I mean, Chuck needs to respond to this. Now, it is being reported. In fact, here's the headline out of the associated content. Chuck Lorre, vanity card suspended along with men. So obviously somebody in management said, look, Chuck, and by the way, I went all over national TV last night and pointed this out. I said, okay, you can sit there and try to judge Charlie all day, but what about Chuck Lorre? What about him? What about him doing this? Well, what is he doing? I don't know him from the man in the moon. I don't have any beef with Chuck Lorre. I didn't know all this was going to happen on air, but come on, Chuck. I mean, you sit there and you attack somebody while the management of CBS is telling Charlie Sheen to sit there and take it? And you can go to ChuckLorre.com and read the hundreds of these, and where he just says incredibly horrible things about Charlie Sheen. And talks about emptiness and soulness of Charlie Sheen and how he's going to outlive Charlie Sheen, or he'll be mad if he doesn't. And it's just hard to even repeat all this stuff here on air. And I don't know how the media could try to spin this and not understand that Charlie has rage and is angry about this when Chuck Lorre is the one that started it. I mean, even in law, they call it a crime of passion. Well, Charlie hasn't committed any crime here, but the point is, if you go up and insult somebody, or if a man comes in and finds his wife with another man, a lot of times the husband doesn't even get in trouble for what he does, because people understand it's a crime of passion. Well, this isn't a crime, but it's being spun like it is almost by the media. I mean, here's a Chuck Lorre Productions, number 329. I exercise regularly. I eat moderate amounts of healthy food. I make sure to get plenty of rest. I see my doctor once a year and my dentist twice a year. I floss every night. I've had chest x-rays, cardio, stress tests, EKGs, and colonoscopies. I see a psychologist and have a variety of hobbies to reduce stress. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I don't have crazy, reckless sex with strangers. If Charlie Sheen outlives me, I'm going to really be... And he says a little profanity there. But the point is that that's not even one of the bad ones. I mean, you know, he talks about Charlie being soulless and all this stuff. No, Charlie's got a soul. We all do. And it's a soul under a lot of pressure and a lot of torment. He's a guy who had the courage to come out for 9/11 truth. He's a real guy, and that's why I care about him. And it is scary to see what's going on. And I was blown away by what happened. It came out of the blue for me and you. And it's now a giant international news story, and I just want to see Charlie back on a show or back doing a new show or whatever he wants, but happy with his family. And it's just, he's in the middle of Los Angeles and all of that globalism and craziness. And I went out there to try to, you know, support him, and I just wish I could, you know, be around him more to try to help him, because everybody around me said, look, you're really a good, quote, influence on him. Bob Chapman's coming up. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.